ஓம் ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் 4th சாப்டர் 1st பாதம். ஆவருத்தியதிகரணம். ஆவருத்திஹி அசக்ருத்துபதேசாத் லிங்காச்ச ஆத்மத்வ உபாசனாதிகரணம். ஆத்மேதி து உபகச்சந்தி கிராஹயந்தி ச பிரதீகாதிகரணம். ந பிரதீகே ந ஹிசஹா பிரம்மதிருஷ்டியாதிகரணம். பிரம்மதிருஷ்டிஹி உத்கர்ஷாத் ஆதித்யாதிமத்யதிகரணம். ஆதித்யாதிமதயஹ ச அங்க உபபத்தேஹ ஆசீனாதிகரணம். ஆசீனா சம்பவாத் தியானாச்ச அசலத்வம் ச அபேக்ஷ்ய ஸ்மரந்தி ச ஏகாக்ரதாதிகரணம். யத்ர ஏகாக்ரதா தத்ர விசேஷாத் ஆப்ராயணாதிகரணம். ஆப்ராயணாத் தத்ராபி ஹி திருஷ்டம் தததிகமாதிகரணம். ததிகம உத்தர பூர்வாகயோ அஸ்லேஷ விநாசௌ தத்வ்யபதேசாத் இத்தராசம்ஸ்லேஷாதிகரணம். இத்தரஸ்யாபி ஏவம் அசம்ஸ்லேஷ பாதே து அனாரப்தாதிகரணம். அனாரப்த காரியே ஏவ து பூர்வே ததவதேஹே. We have been the seeing the general analysis of this sutra, 15th sutra, 1st pada, 4th chapter, 492nd running Brahma Sutra in the last class. So we had a 2 weeks break. So just to refresh, here Vyasacharya deals with Prarabdha Karma. Previously he talked about Sanchita Karma and Agami Punyam or Papam, all the four. They are all destroyed. That's what he said. Sanchita Papa Punyam, Agami Punyam, Papam, all those. Now what is left out is the Prarabdha Punyam or Papam. And what will happen to Prarabdha Punya Papam? That is the question that is discussed here. This is also Sanchitam only. It is also acquired in the past only. It is only a subdivision of Sanchita Karma, Prarabdha Karma. So that part of Sanchita Karma which has already started fructification is Prarabdha. So for example, birth of the body is the starting point. Will Prarabdha be destroyed by Jnanam or not is the question. And the Purvapakshi says Prarabdham also will logically be destroyed by Jnanam. It is because by Jnanam, Ajnanam is destroyed. And once Kartrutvam is gone, because Kartrutvam is due to Ajnanam anyway. And once Kartrutvam is gone, all karmas must go. Since Kartrutvam is the base for all karmas. Kartrutvam is doership. How can you hold on to Prarabdha when all Punyam or Papams are destroyed on gaining Jnana? We cannot say it is not born of Ajnanam. Therefore, we should logically say Jnanena Prarabdha Nashaha also. But in Siddhanta, we say no. And how do we say no? Siddhanta says Prarabdha is an exception. Now let us see the general analysis of this sutra. We already did this in the last class. I am refreshing. And Vyasacharya says, you should remember that for all karma discussion, logic is not a primary pramana. Since logic is not independent, it is always secondary. It is called Upajivya Pramanam. So the two independent powerful pramanas are what? One is Pratyaksha Pramanam and another is Shastra Pramanam. And Pratyaksha Pramanam gives data for logical pramana. So without data, logic will be only speculative logic. And another pramanam is Shastra Pramanam or Veda Pramanam. It is independent source of knowledge. Logic should depend upon Shastram only. And the next question is, when do you use logic based on Pratyaksha And when do you use logic based on Shastra? That is the question. When do you use logic based on Pratyaksha? And when do you use logic based on Shastra or Vedas? So Swatantra Yukti does not exist. Here the topic happens to be Punya or Papa Karma, which is what? Which is Adrishta. Adrishta. Punya Papas are Adrishta. And when the subject is Adrishtam, we have to believe in Shastram only. We don't throw away logic, but we apply logic based on Shastra. We cannot leave Shastra and study Vedanta. Never possible. Based on science, Veda cannot be taught. And based on Pratyaksha, Vedanta cannot be taught. We must accept Shastra to learn Shastra. Shastram says, Prarabdha Nashaha Na Bhavati, and it comes under exception, as I mentioned earlier. And in Chandogya Upanishad, we also quoted this mantra from 6th chapter, 14th section, 2nd mantra. But it says, Tasya Tavadevam Chiram Yavat Na Vimokshe Atha Sampatsya Iti. I shall remain here only so long as I shall not be released from ignorance. Then I shall reach perfection. This is the paraphrased meaning of this particular sentence. For that person, there is delay only as long as he is not delivered from the body. And then he is one with Brahman, which fixes, because he has to leave the body only based on prarabdha. He might be a jnani already, doesn't matter, but he has to still go through that. Then he becomes one with Brahman, which fixes the death of the body as the term of the statement of the attainment of final release. All these things are all we call it figuratively. Then Jivan Mukti, then after that, Prarabdha is over, Videha Mukti, all that. So a jnani continues to be a Jivan Muktaha, alive while living until the body falls. And after the fall of the body, he gains Videha Mukti. These are all fundamental things only, but there are confusion that exists among a lot of people. So I care to now refresh all these facts also. So he continues to hold the physical body for some more time, even after jnana. And continuity of the physical body is continuity of what? Prarabdha. So body is linked to prarabdha. True for everyone. That means jnanam does not destroy prarabdha. Pramanam is not logic, but pramanam is shastram. Shastram has said, and therefore I give yukti based on shastram. Yukti is logic. So jnanam does not destroy prarabdham, because jnanam does not look upon prarabdha as what? As its enemy. For the very rise of the knowledge, prarabdha has helped. Because I have taken this janma, I gained knowledge. And this janma is through what? Is through prarabdha. So the basic condition for raising knowledge is I should be first a human being. And manushya janma is possible only due to prarabdha. Ishvara is not responsible for manushya janma. We don't deny the role of purushartha or free will. Here we are focusing on the role of prarabdha. So without prarabdha support, mere free will cannot lead to knowledge. And therefore, prarabdha-based manushya praptihi, prarabdha-based guru prapti also, prarabdha-based shravana prapti, prarabdha-based jnana utpatti, coming to these classes are all driven by prarabdha. Thus, we see it is only due to prarabdha one gains a guru and jnanam ultimately. Videha Mukta, he does not have deha, that's all. He doesn't have another birth, another need for getting another body. He does not have buddhi, and he does not have any stula sariram or sukma sariram, any of those things. Videha Mukta is not locus of any knowledge or jnana. We have to understand, Videha Mukta, when we say somebody, he doesn't have any body or anything. So Videha Mukta, he is not a locus of any knowledge. While you are living only, you have to have buddhi, mind, all that. That they are the locus of knowledge. Continuity of jnanam, both the birth and the continuity is because of the support of prarabdha. So continuity of jnanam, the birth and continuity, all they are because of prarabdha only. Jnanam wants to show its gratitude, as it were, to prarabdha. Oh prarabdha,
Because of you I am born. Because of you I survive. But I will not do any harm to you, and you continue as long as you are there. Swamiji puts it in a very humorous manner. That is one reason. And Prarabdha and Jnanam are not inimical. This is first reason. And if Jnanam destroys Prarabdham also, the moment Jnanam arises, then Prarabdha will go, and the body is dependent on Prarabdha, and body will also fall, and one will die. I hope you understand the logic. If Jnanam destroys Prarabdham also, what will happen? The moment Jnanam arises, somebody is born, Jnanam arises, then Prarabdha will go. And the body is dependent on Prarabdha, and body will also fall, and one will die. He will be alive so long as an Ajnani, and the moment he becomes a Jnani, he will die. So every Jnani then will be a dead one only. And every living one will be an Ajnani also. There will be no guru. We want teaching from a guru, and he should be alive. So all live people will be only Ajnanis. All gurus will be Ajnanis, and if they are living, and they cannot teach Jnanam. So the very guru parampara itself will not sustain. So once a student comes to know, the Jnanam will kill, let us say. He will not like to take the study of Jnanam at all. This is the second reason, second argument. Jnanam does not destroy Prarabdha, that is proved by Pratyaksha Pramanam and also Anubhava Pramanam of every Jnani. And every Jnani knows I have Jnanam. Whether one is Jnani or Ajnani, with respect to any subject matter, whether I know or not, who is the Pramanam? I am the Pramanam. I should know that I know. I only serve as the Pramanam. I am able to go to Master, the Guru. Why? Because I know, I do not know. Actually, that's a saying, the more you know, what do you know more? The more you know, the more you know how much you don't know. So teacher should know his knowledge. Jnanam is therefore Sakshi Pratyaksham. Everyone knows he knows or not. Jnani knows, I know. Whether he tells others or not, that's a different thing. Yet he knows, he knows. My Jnanam is known to me. Jnani knows I am still alive. Jnani knows I am alive, and Jnani also knows I have Jnanam. He experiences the coexistence of Jnanam and Prarabdha. When we say Jnanam, Jnani knows he is alive, means what is Prarabdha? So he experiences the coexistence of Jnanam and Prarabdha. He experiences the existence of the body and knows with the existence of the body, he knows the Prarabdha exists. So both coexist. Therefore, Jnanam does not destroy Prarabdha. Experience of every Jnani is the Pramanam for it. And because of these reasons, the conclusion is what? Prarabdha continues. Continues when? Even after gaining Jnana. Then what about the logic? What is the logic? Karana nashe, karya nashaha. For that also we have an answer. Even when karanam is withdrawn, karana nashe means after the destruction of the cause, the effect also will be destroyed. That is the rule. For that also what do we say? Even when karanam is withdrawn, the cause is withdrawn, karyam does not get destroyed immediately. Effect does not get destroyed immediately. It continues for some time, like a released arrow. This will continue even after the motive of the archer is withdrawn. For example, he shot the arrow at something, thinking it's a deer or something. And the moment he found out it is not the deer, it's somebody else, he doesn't want to now shoot the arrow at all anymore. Motive of the archer is withdrawn. He has already shot the arrow. It moves forward. Later he comes to know it is a human being and not a deer. He does not want to kill the human being. The desire is gone to kill the human being or whatever is that. And even after kamanashaha, even after destruction of that desire to kill, the arrow will continue still to travel because of its own momentum. This is classic Shastric Drishtanta. In the Shastra, this is the Drishtanta that is normally given. For example, but we know it in day-to-day life also. When we switch on the fan, it rotates. And when we switch off, even after you switch it off, the fan will continue for some more time. So also the karma. Remove the root of the karma, and even after removal, the tree will continue for some time. This one. The momentum will continue. That is prarabdha. It is not against the logic also. So we saw up to this in the last class. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. Anarabdha karye evatu purve tad avadehe. 15th sutra, first pada, 4th chapter, 492nd Brahma Sutra. Purvetu means only those past karmas, purvarapasu, past karmas. Only those past karmas, anarabdha karye means different from prarabdham. Prarabdham get destroyed. So different from anarabdha karye, different from prarabdham, tad avadehe. Because the fall of the body is known to be the limit. For the Videhi Mukti to take place, we have to understand. The fall of the body is known to be the limit. After the fall of the body, Videhi Mukti, that takes place. Now the significance of the words, let us see. Arabdha Karye refers to Prarabdham. So Prarabdha Karye, that Prarabdham, it is a fructified portion of the Sanchita Karma. So that prarabdha karye punyam or papa phalam, prarabdha phalam, punya, papa, all those things. And anarabdha refers to other than prarabdha. Prarabdha, arabdha karye refers to prarabdham. Anarabdha means other than prarabdha. That means only sanchita punyam or papam that will get destroyed. Na arabdham karyam phalam yayoho te. And it is dvivachanam here because it refers to sanchita punyam or papam. Then purve is again adjective to that, to exclude their agami. So purve refers to only sanchita karma. So to exclude agami, that adjective is used. That means sanchitam, to exclude agami. Therefore, anarabdha kale purve. Eva is for emphasis. So tu is for differentiating from the previous adhikaranam here. It is unlike the previous adhikaranam. Then we supply the verb nashyataha. So, Sanchita alone will get destroyed. Agami will get destroyed. Has already been discussed. We saw earlier in the earlier sutras. So, Sanchitam and Prarabdham refer to past karmas. Understand, Prarabdha karma is past karma. Because of that fructified portion of the Sanchita karma, which is done in the past over several janmas, that alone has given rise to this janma. That is driven by Prarabdham based on karma done in the past. Agami alone is in this janma. Purve is actually dvivachanam. So the pramanam for that is shastram only. Avadihi means limit. Avadi means limit. Na avadehe. Avadi is limit. Tad. Tad means sharira pata avadehe. After the fall of the body. Avadi limit for what? Because the fall of the body. That is presented as the upper limit for videha mukti. For a person to gain videha mukti, a body will continue till prarabdham loss. And once the body falls, then the person gets videha. So from that, we have to arrive at our own topic, at our topic. What is that? If the fall of the body is the upper limit for videha mukti, the body continues. And the body continues, prarabdha continues. And it means prarabdha is not destroyed. And therefore, we know jnanam does not destroy prarabdha. This is the argument of all siddhanti, understand, not purapakshi. Prarabdha continues. Even after gaining jnanam, prarabdha continues. That means jnanam does not destroy prarabdha. So the fact that two muktis are there, that is jnani survives, and therefore prarabdha is not destroyed. Because two muktis are there. Jivan mukti is there. And then after death, videha mukti is there. So jnani survives even after gaining knowledge. And therefore, because he survives, prarabdham, because his survival is based on prarabdha, prarabdham is not destroyed by jnana. That is the argument in this sutra. Then the question is, how do you know fall of the body is upper limit for fall of prarabdha? That is another interesting question. How do you know fall of the body is upper limit for fall of prarabdha? This is found actually in Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter. We have quoted this earlier also. 6th chapter, 14th section, 2nd mantra. Tasya tavat eva chiram. Tasya yata abhinahanam pramuchya prabhuya prabhuyat yetam disham gandaraha yetam disham vrajeti sa samrat sa gramat gramam prichanna. Pandito medavim Gandharan evam upasampadhyeta. Evam evam ihav acharyavan purushaha purushaha veda tasya tavadeva chiram. That is the important word here. Tasya tavadeva chiram yavat na vimokshye atasampatse iti. Tavadeva chiram. Until the body falls, jnani continues as jivan mukta and as a jnani. Tasya tavadeva chiram is the important word in this particular mantra. So until the body falls, jnani continues as jivan mukta and as a jnani. With this, the 15th sutra and the 11th adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. 12th adhikaranam, Agnihotradhi adhikaranam, has got two sutras. So Agnihotradhi tu tad karya eva tad darshana. 16th mantra, first pada, 4th chapter, 495th Brahma Sutra. So now let us go to the next adhikaranam with two sutras and the topic of 16 and 17 sutras. And the topic of this adhikaranam is a very interesting topic, that the prarabdha vilakshana sarva papa nivritti was mentioned. Prarabdha vilakshana sarva papa, I'm going to explain all that. Here also, Vyasacharya talks about an exception. Prarabdha vilakshana punyam or papam, we said. Prarabdha vilakshana punyam or papam. Where it got, you got from? From Sanchita. So Vyasacharya divides prarabdha vilakshana punyam also into two varieties. Sanchitam and agami is non-prarabdha punyam or papam. Of them, prarabdha vilakshana punyam is divided into two. One type of punyam is called vihita karma punyam and the other is called kamya karma punyam. So prarabdha vilakshana punyam, that is again type divided into two. One type of punyam is called vihita karma punyam and the other is called kamya karma punyam. Vihita karma refers to what? To nitya naimittika karmas. A person has to be doing all the nitya karmas, naimittika karmas, they are all compulsory. And punyam is generated by that. By just following that, you get punyam, adrishtapara, which is called vihita karma punyam. These are all to be followed, compulsory. And the other one is kamya karma punyam, that is punyam generated by rituals done for either money or position or swargadi lokas for any benefits other than moksha. You got to understand that. This punyam generated by doing lot of karmas, rituals for either monetary things or positions or gadipalas without moksha pala. So we can call all karma, kamya karma punya as material punyam for our discussion. We can call it material punyam. And spiritual punyam creates the conditions for knowledge, like what? Chitta shuddhi, jnana prapti, pratibandha nivritti, and even creating a mindset which has an interest for the study, to do shravanam, mananam and all that. Otherwise, study will not be interesting at all for them. If you go and tell all these things to somebody who has no such punyam, spiritual punyam, that is why coming to the classes is driven by purvajanma sukritam. We should be very, very, very appreciative of that and thankful to God. This is the job of spiritual punyam. Material punyam will give all material conditions for worldly enjoyments. Then this itself can become an obstacle for Vedanta. When a person gets a lot of material conditions for worldly enjoyment, that itself will be an obstacle for Vedanta. Mind may not go into Vedanta. What we want to know is what? Two punyams are there. And in this case, for example, suppose a jnani, before attaining jnanam, has done more nitya naimittika karmas. These are all discussions. A jnani, before attaining jnanam, has done more nitya naimittika karmas. He has been following all the compulsory karmas very rigorously. And that will come under what? Prarabdham or prarabdha vilakshanam. Prarabdham vilakshanam is different from prarabdham. Will come under prarabdham or prarabdha vilakshanam. Karmas done in this janma will not come under prarabdham. This is definition of prarabdham is not any karma done in this janma. Karmas done in this janma will not come under prarabdham. Karmas done in this janma is prarabdha vilakshana. Is not come, will not come under prarabdham, is different from prarabdham, prarabdha vilakshana. And this also has two kinds. All karmas done in this janma by an ajnani, they will come under what? Under agami karma. All karmas done in this janma by an ajnani will come under agami karma. And this ajnani accumulates agami karmas, and some are exhausted in this janma itself, and he still have unexhausted karmas, and they will at that time of death, they will join what? Sanchita karma. The Sanchita bundle that is always there, big bundle is there. Some portion of the bundle only fructified to give prarabdha in this janma. And whatever this ajnani accumulates during this janma, all those agami balance, they will all go and attach to this Sanchita bundle. So in the case of a jnani, we cannot say, this is for all ajnani. In the case of a jnani, we cannot say that. There is a special rule. Whatever karma is done in this janma by a jnani, before getting jnanam, they all will come under Sanchitam only. You have to understand this very, very clearly. It's a very, very a little confusing thing. There's a special role in the case of jnani. And jnani also, he was not a born jnani. And he has done a lot of karma in this janma only. So whatever karma is done in this janma by this jnani before he got jnana. So before getting jnanam, he was a jnani. So whatever karma he has done in this janma, before getting jnanam, they all will come under Sanchitam only for a jnani. Jnani Sanchitam will include all the past karmas and also all the karmas done before becoming the jnani. In the case of jnani, jnani Sanchitam will include all the past karmas and also the karmas done before he becomes a jnani. And Vyasacharya wants to discuss prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punyam and kamya karma punyam of the jnani. Prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punyam and kamya karma punyam of a jnani. So this is the general introduction to this particular adhikaranam. And let us see the general analysis of this sutra. So now I hope you understand the context of this particular adhikaranam. Vyasacharya wants to discuss prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punyam. Vihita karma means nitya naimiti karmas. The punyam attained through that. And also kamya karma punyam of a jnani. Kamya karma punyam means what? He did lot of karmas in this janma before he became a jnani. So that difference we should understand clearly. So let us now see the general analysis of this sutra. This is the context of the adhikaranam. Now let us see the general analysis of the sutra. Agnihotraditu tad karya evam tad darshanat. 16th Sutra, first Pada, 4th Chapter, 495th Running Brahma Sutra. So, Prarabdha Vihita Karma Punyam is not destroyed by Jnana. That is the thing here. Prarabdha Vihita Karma Punyam is not destroyed by Jnana. Nitya Naimittika Karma Punyam of Jnani or Agnihotra Punyam of Jnani acquired before becoming a Jnani. And even in the past Manushya Janmas, all the Vihita Karma Punyams, they are not destroyed by Jnana. Why? Because they have been utilized for arrival and perpetuation of Jnana. All these Punya Karmas acquired in previous Janmas also, and in this Janma also, they have been utilized in this Janma itself for arrival and perpetuation of the Jnanam in the case of a Jnani. A person, he did lot of these karmas, Punya karmas, Nitya Naimiti karmas, and he became a Jnani. So all those Punyas were utilized in the process of him getting the Jnanam. And having got the Jnanam for the perpetual, he continues to remain as a Jnani without any Jnanam. For till the body falls. So if I have to follow the Nididhyasana for the rest of my life, condition should be conducive also. I may want to follow Nididhyasana, but the conditions are not conducive. Therefore, Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam indirectly contributes to moksha by providing the conditions. Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam indirectly contributes to moksha by providing the conditions. Adhyatmika, Adibhautika, Adidaivika, all these conditions for jnanam, jnana yogyata, jnana nishta, jnana prapti, all those things are provided by that punyam. Which punyam? Prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punyam. Punyam acquired by all these nitya naimittika karmas, which are not driven by the prarabdha, prarabdha vilakshana. And that is provided by prarabdha vilakshana vihita karmas. Then the question will be what? If prarabdha vilakshana punyam is not destroyed and it is used for functioning, what will become for kamya karma vilakshana punya? So prarabdha vilakshana punyam is not destroyed and kamya karma vilakshana punyam, what will happen to them? This is going to be discussed in the next sutra. And what is the pramanam for that? That is the question. We discuss things in the field of adrishtam. We have to understand clear. These are all adrishtam. The moment punyam, papam and all, prarabdha vilakshana, all those things, they all come under adrishta para. So, how does Vyasacharya know all this? Because they are adrishtam. He says, I also have got it with the external apaurushaya pramanam of Vedas only. This is not my own creation. I also have got this with the external apaurushaya pramanam of the Vedas. Vihita karma punyam is moksha anukulam. When you do vihita karma, the punyam acquired by that is conducive for a person to gain moksha, moksha anukulam. It is conducive to moksha and therefore mukshu should not reject that punyam. See, this is, I hope you are with me. Here we are talking about a person in the making of a jnani. So for him, he should not reject this punyam because once you gain jnanam, punya papa and all, don't touch you. But before that, he needs this punyam so that it will be conducive to moksha, because conducive to gaining jnanam. You accumulate sandhyavandana punyam, which alone is going to help a person to get moksha. For example, it's a nitya karma that helps to come to class perhaps and have also to gain brahma jnanam, maybe somebody. Indirectly, Vyasacharya says, mumukshu may give up all karmas and he should not give up what? Nitya naimittika karmas. Mumukshu can give up all the karmas, no problem. But he should not give up nitya naimittika karmas. He will still be doing all the nitya karmas, naimittika karmas. Now that will directly go moksha, but it will contribute indirectly. It will not give directly moksha. By following the nitya naimittika karma, it will not directly give moksha, but indirectly. So all those things, Guru Upasaranam, he will gain knowledge and then only he will. All those things are all, then indirectly it will give. So, with regard to vihita karma, do not talk of vihita karma and this indirectly gives moksha. Vihita karma directly, but not indirectly gives moksha. This Shruti Pramanam also we have seen in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in the fourth chapter, fourth Brahmanam, 22nd mantra. And what the mantra says? Tamedam Veda. This mantra also I have quoted many times. Tamedam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmanaha Vividishanti Yajnena Danena Tapasa Nashakena. Etameva viditva munir bhavati, etameva pravrajino lokamichantaha pravrajanti, etadasmavai tadpurve vidvagam saha prajam na kamayante kim prajaya karishyamaha yesham naham ayamatma ayam lokaiti. So brahmanaha means vaidikas. All this brahmana refers to the vaidikas. They practice these three fundamental sadhanas. What are those? Yajnena danena tapasa. Yajnena danena tapasa, daily Ishwara aradhanam, daily charity, and all tapas, various austerities like upavasas, all that they follow. So these three words, that's why Krishna also quotes this very, very emphatically. Yajnena anatapa karma natyajyam karya mevatat yajno danam tapas chaiva pavanani manishinam. Actions, all the karma based upon yajna, dana, tapas, they should never be abandoned, never give up. They must be performed. Indeed, they are all purifying even for a jnani. For him also not to swerve, to be in jnana nishta. It helps him even jnani. So these karmas never get destroyed because they contribute to moksha. They should never be given up. It gives nitya palam, but indirectly it takes to moksha. That is, it gives nitya palam means what? Not directly. Nitya palam is moksha. So it takes a person to moksha, chitta shuddhi, chitta yekagrata, all that thing. So one has to understand. Shravana, manana, didhyasa. Therefore, karmas are important, and that is why even when one takes vividhisha sannyasa, Shastra prescribes another set of nitya naimittika karmas for them. Vihita karma punyam is necessary for contributing to moksha. So Shastra prescribes sannyasa karmas with danda. He has a danda. Therefore, he has to get up early in the morning. There are vihita karmas for sannyasi. He should do sannyasa nitya karmas, Mahavakya japa, all that he should do. Vividishanti, in this mantra that I said, in the mantra that I read, Brahmanaha vividishanti. Vividishanti, that particular word, that means he acquires spiritual knowledge through nitya naimittika karmas. Even if he is a sannyasi, he has got certain vividha karmas. Now, since we have actually put this, now I will also give the verse analysis of this sutra. Agnihotraditu tat karya eva tat darshanat. Tu agnihotraditu. Tu means however. Agnihotradi refers to all the vihita karmas, nitya naimittika karmas like agnihotra. Agnihotra is a compulsory nitya karma. If a person is initiated agnihotra. So all these nitya naimittika karmas. Tat karyaya eva, they are all meant only for liberation, which is the result of knowledge. By gaining knowledge, you gain liberation, moksha. Tat darshanat. We conclude thus, how? Because that is found in the Shruti. Tat darshanat, tat, it is referred to by in the Shruti. You use the Shruti as the pramana. Now let us see the significance of the words. So Agnihotra is the name of the ritual. So Agnihotra are similar karmas. Agnihotra adi refers to not only Agnihotra, Agnihotra adi. All Pancha Mahayagnyas. We have already mentioned about all the Pancha Mahayagnyas, Devayagyam, Pitayagyam, Manushayagyam, Bhutayagyam, all that thing. Brahmayagyam, all that. So therefore, the two refers to the exception to the previous rule. The moment you put however, that means it all talks about something else, exceptions. So the previous rule is Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyams are gone. And here the exception is when we say Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyam means Kamya Karma Punyam goes and not Vihita Karma Punyam. All the Kamya Karma Punyam goes away. Adal Paragyani. A person who is a Jivan Mukta, all the Kamya Karma he has done before becoming a Jnani, there are Punyam and they all go away and not the Vihita Karma Punyam. Vihita Karma Punyam that he has done by performing Nitya Naimittika Karmas. Tat Karyaya Eva. Jnana Palam Adrisal refers to the Jnana Palam Adrisal. Jnana Karyam is what? Jnana Karyam is Moksha. By gaining Jnanam, what is the effect? Is Moksha, liberation. So Jnana Karyam is Moksha. So for the sake of Moksha only, Agnihotradi also for the sake of Moksha. Even all those Agnihotradi karmas are also for the Moksha only. So if Agnihotradi also is for Moksha, then why Jnana Karyadi Eva? Why should we say that? If you say Agnihotras also will lead to moksha, then why Jnana Karyam should be talked about? This is to indirectly reveal that Agnihotra is also meant for moksha only and Jnana Karyam is also moksha. That means both Agnihotram and Jnanam are working for the same moksha palam only. Agnihotra adi, maybe a person can get all this punyam and all that things. He will go through again, sil chitta suddhi, all that thing. If chitta ek naishchanyam, all that a person has to go through indirectly. So once you're there, we then get an idea that Jnanam and Agnihotra have common goal. And so they both are friendly only. Why we are saying that? Jnanam and karma are not opposed to each other. People normally say, oh, I do all these rituals at all. If you get, you know, what all you, everything is in the mind. If you know, aham brahmasmi, if I know, that's all is enough. No. All these rituals, they mold the person. Common goal, and hence they are all friendly. And now Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam, he raises a question here. So everywhere else, karma is inimical to jnana. That's what we have been always talking about. And how can an inimical karma become friendly to jnanam only now? It's an interesting question. Because everywhere you say karmas are inimical to jnanam, and here you say karma is friendly to jnanam. Father Shankaracharya says that is possible. in the ashramas of sadhus, for example, even inimical animals live together. Even in the Sringeri itself, its history itself, that was a cobra with its hood all opened up, was trying to provide shelter and shade to a pregnant frog. So even it's a prey normally, but even though they are inimical, they live together. And he quotes, for example, Ayurveda example. Normally, who does this? Shankaracharya. Normally, yogurt is not good for cold, fever and all that thing. When a person has got cold, fever, they don't give yogurt, all this buttermilk and all, they don't give. But when jaggery is added to the yogurt or buttermilk, the same is good even under those conditions. Under cold, fever conditions, it seems. Don't ask me all proof and all. I'm just telling what is given there. Thus, aupadhika vashate, because of the condition, inimical things can become even friendly, like snake poison itself becomes a medicine in certain conditions. Then the last question is, does that mean you talk about jnana karma samuchayavada here? Yeah, we have been always telling jnana karma samuchaya doesn't happen, all that we have been talking. And now you are now, are you telling that you jnana karma samuchaya are you talking about? You seem to then support karma. If anybody goes and tells Adi Shankara, you are supporting karma. Jnanam and karma, they work for moksha. So you combine karma and jnana. If that is so, why do you criticize combination of jnanam and karma? So that is the question. See, jnanam and karma, you say, you combine and they work for moksha. If that is, say, the case, then why do you still criticize combination of jnanam and karma? Further, Shankaracharya answers, you have not noted a minute difference. When I say this, you should see the minute difference. What is the difference? Samuchaya is vihitaha. One is simultaneous combination and another is serial combination. So, samanakale combination is simultaneous combination. At the same time, jnana and karma cannot be given pradhan. You cannot give importance to jnana and karma at the same time. Samanakale combination, one should not give jnana and karma. Therefore, we negate sama, the equal, the samuchaya, that combination, we, because it should be not at the simultaneous samuchaya. So we are glorifying here and supporting karma samuchaya. First, karma pradhana life you lead, and then jnana pradhana life you lead. That is what the teaching is. That is the message. That is the subtle point one has to note. First, lead a karma pradhana life and then jnana pradhana life. There is a percentage difference. Karma pradhana first and jnana pradhana life is next. So this karma pradhana, that is what that life we are glorifying here. So, this samuchaya we criticize elsewhere. Tad darshanat. This idea is found in the Vedas. Where it is given? The darshanat. Darshanam refers to Veda darshan. So, vihita karma punyam is jnanam friendly, is our finding. Vihita karma punyam, that is nitya naimittika karmas, all those things, that punyam is jnanam friendly, that is our finding. Not only it is jnana avirodaha, they are karma only. Nitya karma, naimitika karma, they are karmas only. But they are friendly to jnanam. Not only they are jnana avirodaha, but jnana sahaya tattvam also. And that is found where? In the Vedas. So this kind of karma, nitya naimitika karma, punyam generated by that, is also jnana sahaya tattvam. It also helps knowledge, gaining knowledge. And where it is said? The Vedas. Again, in the fourth chapter, fourth section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 22nd mantra that we have already seen, we just read. Tamedam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmanaha Vidishantim Ignena Danena Tapasana Shakena. That is why we say Karma Yoga primarily. Primarily, Karma Yoga refers to Vihita Karma only. And Shankaracharya keeps in mind, Vihita Karma is Jnana Sadakam and Kamya Karma is Jnana Badakam. So, Panja Mahayagya Pradhani, and he is not Kamya Karma Pradhani. He wants to do karma, Panja Mahayagyas, all those things, not Kamya Karmas. And even if his employment, for the sake of salary or running a business, somebody is employed, not as kame karma, and it should be vihita karma, only do the duty and all that. One should say he earns money for pancha mahayagya, for all that thing. Sapta saptabhyaha hotra abhyaha vishnutvan veto in saptavadi, these are all beautiful mantras. Ekam ishe vishnutvan veto, tve urje vishnutvan veto, trini vrataya vishnutvan veto, chatvari mayo bhavaya vishnutvan veto, pancha pashubhyaha vishnutvan veto, shad rutubhyaha vishnutvan veto, sapta saptabhyaha hotra abhyaha vishnutvan veto. All these are for what? Are doing even the saptamati, each step that the lady takes, the bride takes, the bridegroom, he gets her, and in that process they make a vow that I need all that thing. Let Vishnu be the person who offers this, all these things, facilitates these things to us for doing all these pancha mahayagnas and lead a life itself as an yagna. That is why we have got an expression, I have got 2 more years even for employment. What do we normally say? I have got 2 more years of service. Swami says this very nicely. I got 2 more years of service. We don't say we will earn for 2 more years. We normally say, I have got 2 more years of service. So what we earn, they are all meant for pancha mahayagna service only. So we don't say we earn for 2 more years. That is why in Bhagavad Gita also, wherever karma comes, he will translate this as Agnihotradi. Whenever karma comes, he will always translate Shankara Bhashyam. Translate to Agnihotradi karmas. So the word Agnihotra is Upalakshanam for Pancha Mahayagya. That we have to understand, an example only. It implies Pancha Mahayagya only. And Kamya Karma also can be part of Karma Yoga. When Kamya Karma is done, even though you want palam of that, it will give material benefit. And if you do it as Ishvara Aradhana, when you receive the material benefit, don't take it as Ishvara Prasada. As a byproduct, Chitta Shuddhi is created. So by doing this, whatever comes, you get Chitta Shuddhi out of that. When you do it as Ishvara Arpanam, then you get Chitta Shuddhi. Take the Putra as Ishvara Prasada. Chitta Shuddhi born out of Kamya Karma as byproduct. And by doing a Putra Kamesh Yajna, the person gets Putra, that's fine. That is Ishvara Prasada. But Chitta Shuddhi born out of that Kamya Karma, that is byproduct. Only a drop of Chitta Shuddhi will come by all of them. By doing one karma, it's not going to be so many megatons of Chitta Shuddhi somebody is going to get a drop. But Pancha Maha Yajna Rahita Chitta Shuddhi will produce within a few years, and in this Janma itself, moksha will become possible. A person can gain Chitta Shuddhi by doing every act of one as Ishvara Arpana, and gain Chitta Shuddhi by each one drop, drop by drop for the entire life. One can even get in this Janma itself moksha. Because then he has to go to Jnanam, Sravanam, Annamam. All those things one cannot, Jnana Marga cannot be avoided. These sutras are all very, very important sutras, as you yourself would have seen by the way it has been going. Let us go to the next Adhikaranam, next Agnihotra, it was next sutra. Atonyapihi ekesham ubhayoho. Atonyapi hi ekesham ubhayoho. 17th sutra, first part of 4th chapter, 496th running Brahma Sutra. So vihita punya karma is jnanam friendly, we just now said. Vihita punya karma is all nitya nanti karma, all those. It is not destroyed by jnanam. On the other hand, vihita punya karma is utilized for moksha. All this we just now saw. You don't call it destruction. What is utilized never is termed destroyed. When you utilize something, you don't call it destruction. It is utilized because its effect is there. The effect remains. It is never destroyed. Now the question comes, if punyam is not destroyed by jnanam, how do you say sarva punya nashaha before in the 14th sutra? Actually, in the 14th sutra, we really write in right sutra here. It is the contradiction here. Further, Vyasacharya says, because I say punyam in 2 different meanings, one is vihita purvakam punya karma and kamya karma punyam, both we just now mentioned also, which gets kamya karma punya gets destroyed on gaining jnana. Therefore, in this sutra, he says, there is another punyam other than agnihotradi and vihita karma punya. Agnihotradi is kamya karma punya and vihita karma punya. Kamya karma punyam, which has been done in this janma, as also in the previous punya also, that punyam is also there, and it is that punyam which is destroyed by jnana. So jnana, what it destroys? Kamya karma punyam, which has been done in this janma, as also in the previous punya, previous punya also, they are called, they are destroyed here. It is that punya which is destroyed by jnana. That is mentioned in Sutra 14. Some of them are distributed actually to jnani's devotees. Already we mentioned that. Some of them are, after gaining jnanam, some of those punya, the palam, punya palam is distributed to jnani's devotees who are interested in material welfare. They are jnani's devotees, but they are interested in material welfare, so they get those punya. Prarabdha, Vyasacharya call it Arabdha Karya. We already went through that. It is Prarabdha is called Arabdha Karya. Sanchita Agami mixture, he uses the name Anarabdha Karya. So that which we call is Anarabdha Karya. So we have slightly changed Arabdha Karyam. In our discussion, we call it Arabdha Karyam as Prarabdham, and Anarabdha Karyam, we call it Prarabdha Vilakshan. So Anarabdha Karyam is Prarabdha Vilakshanam, and Prarabdha Karyam is Arabdha Karyam is Prarabdha. Therefore, we have to note the terminology clearly. Then he wants to introduce actually a new concept here. With respect to Papam, we have Prarabdha Papam and Prarabdha Vilakshana Papam. And in the case of Jnani, Prarabdha Papam is not destroyed. Prarabdha Vilakshana Papams are destroyed. No problem and no controversy. No problem at all in this case. With respect to Papam, we have Prarabdha Papam and Prarabdha Vilakshana Papam. And in the case of Jnani, Prarabdha Papam is not destroyed. Prarabdha Vilakshana Papam that is coming through Sanchita and all that thing, that gets destroyed. No problem and no controversy on this. Now, what about the Punyam? Here we enter into a new concept here, because everybody wants to safeguard the Punyam part. Prarabdha Punyam is not destroyed for Jnani. Prarabdha Punyam is not destroyed. Prarabdha Punyam, all this, whatever he does in the Nityanamiti Karmas, all that Punyam is not destroyed for Jnani. So what about his Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyam? Can we apply the law of Papam for Punyam also? Prarabdha Vilakshana Papam is destroyed in the normal course, but Vyasacharya introduced a new concept regarding Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyam. He says that Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyam is of two types also, which division is not there in the case of Papam. The Prarabdha Vilakshana Papam has no division, whereas Prarabdha Vilakshana Punyam has got division. So Prarabdha Vilakshana has divided into two. One is Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam, and another is Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punyam. I hope you are with me. Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyas are Nitya Naimiti Karmas, and that Punyam. Punyam acquired by doing all these karmas. And another is Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punyam. He has also done a lot of Kamya Karmas, so many Jnadis and all, before gaining Jnanam, and those Punyams are also there. So Vihita Karma means compulsory duties like Pancha Mahayajna. Jnani must have done in this Janma as also in the previous Janma. He must have done all that. So Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punyam must have done before becoming Mumukshu. Jnani also must have been a person only with desires. He also might have had a lot of desires. So he might have done a lot of Kamya Karmas before he became Mumukshu. So during those days, as an Ajnani, he would have desired position, power, and other things before coming to Vedanta. And that would have many such unfructified Kamya Karma Punyam also. This means totally Punyam is of three groups now. One is Prarabdha Punyam, Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam, and Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punyam. We have got enough confusion in Punya Papas. One is Prarabdha Punyam, another is Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam. Vihita Karma means always you should put Nitya Naimiti Karmas. And Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punyam. So we have said Prarabdha Punyam is not destroyed by Jnanam. That is clear. We have already told that. By gaining Jnanam, Prarabdha Punyam is not destroyed. So what about the other two? Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam and Kamya Karma Punyam. Vyasacharya says, Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam is not destroyed by Jnanam. In the Sutra 16 we saw. And naturally then we will worry, any undestroyed karma will give Punarjanma. Because if you say Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam is not destroyed, that means it is still there. Then it is still there means it will give Punarjanma. And Vyasacharya says, Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam is absorbed by Jnanam. The very rise of Jnanam has happened only because of Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam alone. The very rise of knowledge, he became a Jnani. He gained Jnanam because of what? Because of Prarabdha Vilakshana Vihita Karma Punyam only. That alone has enabled him to gain jnana. Therefore, it is utilized and not destroyed. The difference, you see, it is utilized, and that is why I made the statement earlier also, what is utilized is not considered destroyed. It is utilized, not destroyed. This is the essence of the 16th sutra. And in the 17th sutra, Vyasacharya says, Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punya alone will be destroyed by jnana. This is one point given in the sutra. And the second point is that some of the Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punya are destroyed in a different way. Prarabdha Vilakshana Kamya Karma Punya are destroyed in a different way. One destruction is direct destruction itself. And there is another type. It is distributed or transferred to those karmis who worship a jnani. We saw this earlier also. Those who are interested in worldly benefits and they do worship a jnani, and for them, worship should give punya palam, and prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya palam of a jnani. The prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya of jnani, that is transferred to that devotee. This is done by whom? Not by jnani. We should be very careful. This is not done by the jnani. This is done by Bhagavan. Shankaracharya says, this has been already set in another sutra, 15th adhikaranam, called the Hanya adhikaranam. We have already seen that, Abhrama Sutra. That is third chapter, third part, 26th sutra. That is that adhikaranam there is Hanya adhikaranam. Hanavtu upa ayana shabda seshatvat kushaha chantaha stuti upaganavate. Putras of jnani will take away the worldly properties. Jnani also, he may be a grahastha, and his children, they will take away all his worldly properties. Tasya putraha dayam upayanti suhrudaha sadhukrityam dishantaha papakrityam. All those things are all said. Those who worship the jnani in his project, all the good karmas they do, and to them jnani is prarabdha karma punya, kamya karma punya will go. And what about the people who harm the jnani? For them, the papa karma will go. This is the second point given in the sutra. Papa karma before gaining jnana. Understand that. So devotees share some of the prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya. And the third part of the sutra is what? It is accepted by Jaimini and Badarayana. The necessity of elimination of prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma is acceptable to both Jaimini and Badarayana is Vedavyasa. For both. And kamya karma is unconducive to moksha. Kamya karma is unconducive to moksha. That is, we should understand. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Then let us do the word analysis. Api. Api means there is prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya also. And anya means which is different. Ataha. Ataha means from this punyam. That is the prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punyam, which has been utilized, as mentioned in the previous sutra. Ekesha, the statement of certain branches of Vedas, they mentioned about the distribution of some of them. Ekesha refers to the Vedic statements. They talk about the distribution of some of them. Ubayoho, this is the conclusion of both Vyasacharya. Ubayoho refers to two. What are the two? Two is Vyasacharya and Jaimini. This is said by Vyasacharya. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Ataha refers to prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punya mentioned in the previous sutra, ataha. And anyapi, another punyam is also there. And that is prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya. So prarabdha vilakshana vihita karma punya was mentioned in the previous sutra. And here anyapi, another punyam is also there, which is prarabdha vilakshana kamya karma punya. Then we have to understand that alone is destroyed in twofold manner. One is directly and is another through distribution. Ekesham. Ekesham refers to some of the Vedic branches. They talk about the distribution to the worshippers of the jnani. Ubayoho. Ubayoho, this is acceptable to both Vedavyasam and the Jaimini. And there is still one more point which we want to add to this, that maybe I will do it. That is 29. I will do it in the next class. I may want to add some more points regarding the karmas of a jnani. We have to have certain things clarified. I will also talk about it in the next class tomorrow. Yo veda dausvara prabdho vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraham
பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து. நாராயணன்.